weird because I know you do this job at a very high level compared to what I do it at.
Well, I don't know about that.
I have got to say I'm over the moon that I'm joined by Pat Sharp, a man who I spent my youth watching on Funhouse. So I've got to start there.
Thank you. I mean, sure you weren't just watching for the twins?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
If you were, I have good news. They're in the boot. I bought them with. They got a little bit of tape over their mouths. I'm saving them for a rainy day, which is good because it's a rainy day. And they're all yours.
So, you know, going back to like when you started your career, when Funhouse came out, was that like the start of the journey for you?
No, I'd been doing it for a while. This next year is my 40th year. I started in 82. Yeah, I was Radio 1's youngest ever DJ. Don't tell Bruno who's here today. He'll be fuming. I was way younger than Bruno. I was 20 years old, and I sat in for Steve Wright for a week on Radio 1 when I was 20. Yeah.
So obviously, as you've progressed through your career since the 80s, you've been on telly, you've done the music side, you've done the radio side, and obviously you're doing a set for us here tonight at Rewind.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy the most?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. I think probably I think I would say I enjoy my live DJ sets now the most, and I do so many of them. I'm lucky enough to play a player like Snow Bombing in Austria. I've done that about 15, 16 years in a row. I play in Oman and Dubai and Bahrain and Abu Dhabi for the expats. I play in Norway, where I used to be on TV on Sky Channel. I play at, where else? Various other, Ibiza and Mallorca a lot. I'm doing a sunset cruise in Ibiza outside Cafe Del Mar in October. So yeah, lots of different gigs, and then obviously all the ones in the UK. So I just really enjoy them because you get to see and meet people rather than just, you know, being that one-to-one radio thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't dislike radio. I love what I do. I've got a nice job and I'm on a good station, but at the end of the day, I do like going out and meeting people now, especially after 1.5 years of not going out and meeting anyone.
Yeah, and I was going to say to you, you know, obviously because we spent 18 months being told, don't go out, stay at home, and you see the birds and the animals in your garden, your family, and that's, you kind of get sick of your family after 18 months.
Well, I think my wife got sick of me. I remember telling her I was going to go and do something, and then it got cancelled, and she went, oh, aren't you going? Please go out.
Question, hang on a minute, pardon. But you know, like an event like today, so we're at Rewind, we're at Capesthorne Hall, and you are not too long until you get out on stage. Yes, it's wet, yes, it's damp, but the crowd have been amazing all day. How excited are you?
Well, I'm really excited because I don't think that Rewind, in all the years they've done this, has ever had a DJ on the main stage.
Wow.
And I was asked to do it only about probably 4 or 5 weeks ago, maybe less, because Grandmaster Flash couldn't make it from America. So I'm sitting in for them. So white lines don't do it, baby. Hey kids, say no.
And you know, for somebody like yourself who's obviously got a lot of experience with various interviews, you will have interviewed some amazing people and you will have worked with some great people. What would your advice be to somebody like myself that's starting out quite new in radio?
That's a very, very kind of you to ask. I'm not sure I'd be able to give you advice. I think what you're doing is good because you're listening to what the person you're speaking to is saying rather than keep butting in, so that's a great start. And you're being perceptive of how I'm answering your questions. So, yeah, I suppose in a way you want to appeal to talking to one person, as I said. Radio is a very one-to-one thing.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you don't do 3 gigs in 24 hours like me, so your voice doesn't sound shot, which mine is. And you want to just be yourself, don't you? And you want to remember that when you're on the air, that you're talking to somebody, not at them.
Yeah.
So that's really important. Yeah. So the days are sort of, hello, everybody. They're a bit gone, aren't they? It's like, how are you?
And the advice I was always given was talk, when you're talking to the microphone, talk to your partner, your mum.
Yeah, they say
my mum's listening.
Yeah, so they say put a picture up, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, of someone you love. So either that or a dartboard.
And finally, before, obviously I know you've got your set to do tonight, but you will have worked around some fantastic people in the industry. What's your perception and your views now on how the industry's changed completely? Because it's the artists we've got now, we're in the 80s mode at the moment. So you've got your Go West, your Bananaramas, Nick Kershaw's been on. We've obviously spoke to Roland Gift. Now we've got the Ed Sheerans, the Justin Biebers, the Billie Eilishes. How do you see the music industry's changed?
I suppose it just, like anything, it goes with the times, doesn't it? This is their time. You know, if you look at Jack Grealish getting this £100 million transfer, you know, David Beckham's not getting that because he's now not that person. He had his time, you know? I had long hair and turned up on Surprise Surprise with Scylla and did You Bet with Bruce Forsyth and was on Noel's House Party every week and did Celebrity Squares with Bob Monkhouse and everything there was to do. But now, I don't. You know, I can say to people here tonight, say, hey, do you remember me off the telly? And they'll go, yeah. And I think, well, I'm still off the telly. You know, and it's great. Because then I can be here tonight.
And so I was expecting the hair tonight.
Wait, it was. Well, you're 30 years too late.
Yeah, I think for me, that's one thing I remember. Is it, as I said earlier, it's Funhouse, it's the hair.
Twins.
The twins, who are obviously with in us the tonight. Booth. Away. But thanks ever so much for sparing us some time. It really is an honour to speak to you.
Well, you're very kind.
I mentioned to the guys earlier, I want to speak to two people, and you were one of them.
Well, so who was the other one?
So it was Billy Ocean.
Really?
And we didn't get to speak to Billy Ocean, unfortunately, but we got an autograph, so it's been a great day.
When the going gets tough.
That's it. What can we expect from you tonight?
You can expect 30 minutes of banging tunes, including cheat songs that have nothing to do with the 80s, just to piss off the organisers. No, I don't do that, but what I do do is I chuck in something that makes people go, wow, that's a bit of a curveball. So I don't just play, you know, the standard sort of tunes, like, for example, that the bands are going to be playing, because they give their four or five biggest hits. But as a DJ on a stage at a festival, like the stuff I did earlier today, you know, I've just played some of the stuff and the curveballs are the ones that make people go, oh, yeah.
So that's one that gets them moving and bouncing.
It'll be very dancey, and I think it needs to be that because people are just so wet, aren't they?
Yeah. Really? It's your time to lift the crowd.
It is. It better be. Otherwise, I shall be sent home early, which is difficult because I'm only doing half an hour. Imagine that. Thanks a lot. That was 12 minutes. See ya.
Pat Sharp, thanks ever so much for joining us on Cheshire Salt 106.9.
I like the little plug at the end there for Cheshire Salt 106.9.